All right, what's up, my brothers? In this video, we're going to be reviewing a clip of a wedding ceremony. The bride herself is making comments and gestures and facial expressions that, in my opinion, would be grounds for dismissal or walking out of the ceremony. It's not funny. I'm sure the guy has picked up on versions of this before even getting to this point, but a lot of men will put off what their spidey senses are telling them, like when they start to tingle and they start to warn you, but they still go through with it. So I want to use this as an example and then have a little bit of a discussion about why this is a real problem.
Better?
For better.
For worse. For richer?
For richer.
For poor.
For poorer.
We hit that snag about 20 times in counseling. Real made it very clear to Jonathan, you cannot be broke. In sickness.
In sickness.
And in health.
And in health.
To love.
To love.
Cherish.
Cherish.
And to obey.
We didn't talk about that one in counseling.
We did talk about that in counseling. Yes, we did. So you want me to repeat that again? You want to just keep going?
I think we can keep going.
All right.
You know, they're treating these marriage ceremonies as a humiliation ceremony, as a mocking of the church and the sacrament of marriage, if you will. Now, back in the day, even 100 years ago, our great grandparents were just a couple of horny teenagers that wanted to get laid, and they got married and they had sex for the first time. Today, people get married and they're supposed to stop having sex with others, which is a totally different dynamic. And now the sacrament of marriage is now mocked, and it becomes a centerpiece of a joke. Some of you guys may not know this, but a lot of the churches have counseling before the ceremony takes place. It's almost mandatory where the priests will sit you down for a certain amount of time, or maybe you have to take a course with one of their designated sort of qualified counselors that sort of lead you up to what marriage is all about. And they talk about the biblical terms, the biblical meaning of it all, why it's important, why it's a commitment, how there's no quote-unquote divorce in their church. And those all seem like good things, but she clearly isn't taking it seriously. She clearly would leave the guy if he became broke, which is no surprise. That's just how women are today. They aren't committed to a guy if there are better options out there, if they can do better, regardless of making wedding vows in front of God, a priest, your families. None of that matters. And the second thing that she mocked as well was the notion of obeying him, which has, again, always been in the wedding vows. A buddy of mine was telling me when he got married, and I think it was an Orthodox type of ceremony, so they had some kind of a blanket over their hands when they were intertwined doing the vows, so people didn't see it. But when the priest got to the part about the obeying, she squeezed his hand as if to say, yeah, I'm not going to do that, as they sort of proceeded through the ceremony. So to me, guys, that's a big red flag. Like, I just wouldn't bother entertaining or inviting a woman into my life on a long-term committed basis, especially under something as risky for guys as it is today, which is marriage. Because in the West, in most Western states and provinces anyway, it's very, very high risk for men and lower reward. And for women, it's very low risk and higher reward, especially the way that women typically marry, which is a crossing up on the socioeconomic scale because they're hypergamous. They want a guy that's better than them. That's why Becky, the $40,000 a year hairdresser, will go and marry Steve from accounting, who happens to make $200,000 a year or something like that. And that's just the way things are, and they've always been that way, and they're always going to be that way. But it's just like, why would you invite problems like this as you start to see them come up on you into your life in a wedding ceremony where you risk your assets, where you risk the difficulties of untying the knots just to please a woman? Look, guys, I get it. You fall in love with a woman, you want to make her happy, and you do all those things that you think will make her happy. But at the end of the day, it's not worth it if you go through a lifetime of misery being married to somebody that isn't going to be kind, respectful, useful in your life, has been through by dozens upon dozens of guys. In my opinion, guys, it's not worth it. And this is a huge red flag. I would just walk out if that was me. I mean, I'm not the kind of marrying guy. In fact, I've said many times before, I'd probably never get married again, especially in a place that hates fathers and men. If the laws are that hostile, forget about it. But there's other options beyond that. I actually talk about that a lot in my School of Unplugging. Let me know what you guys think. Leave a comment below. And again, pinned in the top link, there's a bunch of useful stuff like my book. The School of Unplugging is less than $50 a month. There's a whole bunch of really good unlisted content that's never been published anywhere else that covers details like this, how to sort of navigate them a little bit better. We have weekly Zoom calls with me and my team of experts on all the topics that matter to guys. So see you guys later. Peace out. I don't ever slow up.
I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up.